The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot. Daf He. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther v'Riyal ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem Tenichem b'Gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on He Amud Rishon, and we are beginning at the Gufa. Gufa is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. The last word on the line. Gufa. Minayin she'enu hayav ela al sheyesh ba yedi'a betechila ve'yedi'a besof ve'alem bentayim. So we learn to be hayav a korban. When you do something b'shogeg, you need to have a yedi'ah in the beginning. That means on Monday you knew that you were tameh. On Tuesday you forgot and you went into the Beit HaMikdash. And on Wednesday you remembered again that you were tameh. It's got to be yedi'ah, he'alem, and yedi'ah. If you don't have that combination, it's not subject to a korban. So you want to know, how do you know that? It says, Tamud lomar, v'ne'alam, shnei pe'amim, devre Rabbi Akiva. If you look in the pasuk that talks about bringing a korban, it says subsequently in the two pesukim, v'ne'ilam, twice. Now what is v'ne'ilam, v'ne'ilam? What do we learn from v'ne'ilam, v'ne'ilam, twice? So from the fact that it says it twice, we learn that you have to have a yidi'ah first. V'ne'ilam, it says v'ne'ilam twice. So Rabbi Akiva learns from the fact that it says v'ne'ilam, you forgot. So for the fact that it's v'ne'ilam, actually, if you want to go back, we had this derasha. You can go back to the page before, Daf Dalet, and you can read it in Rashi. Rashi, on Daf Dalet Amud Rishon, the bottom Rashi, v'ne'ilam, v'ne'ilam, shnei pe'amim. Rashi explained the mechanics, how this derash works. Tere v'ne'ilam ketivei gavei tum'at korban. Two ne'ilams are written. By Olev Yored. V'ne'ilam memenu v'hu tameh. That means he's ne'alam. He forgot that he was tameh. V'ne'alam emenu v'hu yada. V'ne'alam, and it says, and he realized. Kama dafka l'migmar mine ale'alem tum'ah. U chayav v'enu chayav ale'alem mikdash. The first ne'alam teaches me only when he's ne'alam on his own tum'ah, but he's not ne'alam on tum'at mikdash. Which means, where only the forgetting is in himself, but not in the Mikdash or the Kodesh. That's the first v'ne'alam. The idach kra yeterah the drasha. Oh, what's the drasha? Hatel v'hu yada b'ntre v'ne'alam. Okay. Take the yada, this is the pasuk, and he realized it. Put it in between the two v'ne'alams. So as if it's the pasuk says, v'yada v'ne'alam. He knew, and then he forgot. So you have a yedi'ah in the beginning, and then you have a forgetting. You don't need to tell me that he found out in the end, because if he didn't find out in the end, how's he bringing korban chatat? So therefore, it says as if the pasuk says v'yada, he figured it out v'ne'alam, and then he forgot. That's the way Rabbi Akiva doresh that you need a yedi'ah v'techila. Comes the Gemara and says v'ne'alam v'ne'alam shnei parim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Omer eno sarich. Rabbi says you don't need it. Hare Omer v'ne'alam. Mechlal shiyada, which means the fact that it says v'ne'alam, that he forgot means he must have known. So you don't need this whole complicated derasha, v'ne'alam, put yediyah before. Simple, read the pasuk, v'ne'alam. And that means he forgot it. If he forgot it, must mean he must have known it before. Oh, so then what is v'hu yada telling me? Hare kan shtei yediyot. That means, ne'alam, he must have known before. Then this is v'ne'alam, and then they have yada. Then he must have figured it out again. So you have a yediyah, alama, and a yediyah. Imke matamud lama v'ne'alam. Oh, so what's the second v'ne'alam coming to teach Rabbi? V'hayev ade'alem tumah v'alem mikdash. To come and say that the alem can be in two places. Either he forgot himself that he was tameh, or he forgot that the item, that the item was kodesh, or that he was in the Beit HaMikdash. So according to the B, it's going on both. Adem. Which means, how do I know yediyah? From the implication. V'ne'alam means he forgot. It means he must have known. So that's so. V'ne'alam teaches me there was yediyah, then it says, o yada.
No, ve'yada. Oh, that means it was yediyah on the end. Good, so perfect. The pasuk is perfect. Yediyah on the beginning, yediyah on the end, and them in the middle. But it says ne'alam twice. Ne'alam comes to tell you not only if the ne'alam is on the tum'ah, but even if the ne'alam is on the mikdash or the kodesh, also that will be subject to a korban. So the Gemara continues. Also, the Gemara over here has a series of questions. Amar Mor, we just learned v'ne'alam. From the fact that the pasuk says v'ne'alam according to the B, michlal shiyada. The word ne'alam implies it was forgotten to him, or it became forgotten to him, or covered from him. He forgot it. So that implies what? That there was a moment that he must have known. So the Gemara says me'e mashma. Where is a mashma like that? Amar avam bedelo ketivi aluma memenu. The pasuk would have wrote aluma. Aluma's mashma, it was never known. It was blackout. Never, he never knew it. Ne'alam is a lashon of what? He knew it and he forgot it. Aluma sounds like never knew it at all. So they're medayeking from the lashon ne'alam as opposed to aluma. So the Gemara says amar abaye. Now what the Gemara is going to basically do is it's going to find another time that says the word ne'alam in the Torah, and now we're plugging in our information. Whenever it says ne'alam, that means it was yediyah in the beginning. And the Gemara is going to show that can't be. Why? Amar abaye el ameata gebes sota dichtiv ne'alam me'ene isha. What's the story? A lady was secluded with a man, a sota lady. She was secluded with a man, and the husband warned her, don't go with this guy. And he doesn't know the ne'alam in Asia. He doesn't know what they did inside. Did they commit an act of avon or not? The ne'alam, it's not known to him. Oh wait, but the way you're learning the ne'alam means that he knew once. Sounds like he knew that she was teme'ah, and then he forgot. Mm-hmm. Now you cannot explain it like that. Why can't you explain it like that? Mechlal d'aviyada mikara. So maybe that's the case of sota. Maybe the case of sota is talking about, yeah, where he knew for a moment that she was indeed teme'ah, and then he forgot. Now it wouldn't work. Why? Yavayada mi bat kula maya. If there was a time that he knew that she was teme'ah, the waters wouldn't work on her. Why? Ve'had tanya, because we learned v'nika ish me'avon. When the man is cleaned from sin, mm-hmm. then the lady gets punished. Which means only when the man is clean from sin, that's when the waters are going to check the lady. But if the man is not clean from sin, and in this case of if it's somewhere where he knew, that means there was a moment where he knew she was teme'ah, and he went back with his wife. You're not allowed to be with your wife. It's assumed to be with his wife when she's because of sota. So the words won't work. So you can't tell me v'nei alam means there was a yidiyah. Because if you tell me v'nei alam means there was a yidiyah, means the guy knew that she was teme'ah and he forgot. Okay, at the time that he knew that she was teme'ah, he went home with her. He went home where he was with her. Once you're with her, it's a avon. Because she knows once she becomes teme'ah, the husband's forbidden. And still, what does it say? Do the water. But he can't do the water. He's not clean from sin. So you can't learn from ne'alam the way you're learning it, because if you plug that same theory into sota, you don't have a pshat. Now I'll ask you another question from Iyov. It says in Iyov, Vetu Gebe Torah, when the pasuk is praising the Torah, Dichtiv, the pasuk says, V'ne'alma me'ene cholchai. The Torah's value is beyond the knowledge of any living being. Umeof ashamayim, and not only that, yisterah. Even from the angels in the heaven, the value of the Torah is beyond. Now, the way we're learning, it's mashma v'ne'alma. Ne'alma means at one point somebody knew the true value of the Torah, and then it was forgotten. Michlal di'ika d'aviyada. According to the way we're learning, must be somebody knew it at one time, and then it was forgotten. Bevaketiv, is that possible? The pasuk says clearly. This pasuk is also in the Yov. Lo yada enosh edka. Nobody ever knew its true value. Nobody's ever able to quantify the value of the Torah, the greatness of it. Oh, so we're stuck again. How are you telling me that v'ne'alam means that you knew it at one time and then you forgot it? Plugging that knowledge into sota and plugging that logic into the Torah, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right. We're revamping our understanding. Till now, you thought v'ne'alam means by the case of Tum'ah. He knew that he was Tameh, that Yedi'ah clearly. I know on Monday I'm Tameh, and Tuesday he forgot totally, and then Wednesday he remembered again. That's the way we learned till now. So no, if you're going to learn that Yedi'ah like that was a blatant Yedi'ah, you're going to have a problem with Sota, and you're going to have a problem with the Pasuk in Iyov. So therefore we have to modify what type of Yedi'ah he had over here. So the Gemara says, Ela Amara Benye, Kasaba Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yidi'at Bet Rabbo Sheme Yidi'ah. What he learned when he was a youngster in his rabbi's house, the knowledge that he had, that suffices to be called a Yidi'ah. What did he learn when he was young? Every child learns this when they're young, that if you touch a sheretz, you're going to become Tameh, and you're not going to be allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash, and you're not going to be allowed to go into the Kodesh. That already is considered as if he has a Yidi'ah mitchila, which means even though at the time that he became Tameh, he wasn't thinking about anything, he didn't think about the Tum'ah, he didn't think about the Halakha going into the Beit HaMikdash, it was not on his mind. So therefore, Yidi'ah means what he learned in Yeshiva. At the time that he actually touched it, he wasn't thinking about what he learned in the yeshiva, wasn't on a, but you knew it, at one point in your life, you knew this halakha, my friend. You knew if you touch a sheretz, and you walk into the Beit HaMikdash, you have problems, then you're a yidiyah. At the time I was doing it, it doesn't matter at the time you're doing it. There was yidiyah over there from the beginning. Oh, so according to this, we don't have a problem by sota. Till now, the way we're learning is Vinay Alam, he had an actual Yidi'ah of the item. He knew that he was Tameh now. And then Sota, you have to say, he knew that she was Tameh with this guy. Oh, you can't say that. No, the Yidi'ah is Yidi'ah of Bet Rabbo. And that's considered enough. Now, and what happened at the time? He wasn't thinking. He was totally oblivious of this. So the Gemara asks a question. Gemara says, oh, by the way, now how would you learn, by the way, Sota now? How would you learn Sota? Stama, if you're saying Yidi'ah is this item over here, how are you going to learn Ni'ilam? Ni'ilam's master that he had a certain quasi Yidi'ah. See, this is a quasi Yidi'ah now. It's not a Yidi'ah that he knew the finuch that he was Tameh. He was young, 22 years ago, he learned the yeshiva, he learned the law. So how you learn that over here by the case of Sota? So Mefashim explained over here, by Sota, which means he had a suspicion that she was nistera, sekuru with the guy, but he's not 100% sure. So therefore, the figure nashevet et alamuto me'ashadzu ke'alama. אבל עדיין אין בו מספיק להחשיבו אינו מנוקה מעוון, היא באה עליה. Which is, yeah, חשד. Not that he knows 100% he was with her. And that means, as opposed to, he didn't have a clear picture. He wasn't so sure that she did it or not. And therefore, the waters will work. If he knew for sure, till now we made a deal. He doesn't know. Mashma, if he knew, no, he knows that. That's not going to work. Eli was saying over here that he didn't have a Yidi'ah, meaning he wasn't certain that he knew that he was secluded, but he doesn't know that she was actually with somebody. Oh, that's considered Vene'ilam. That's considered enough. It says over here, Vene'ilam shi'adam mit'chila b'idai gimura sh'ashto echin esera, she'emamayim en bodkim otam. So he says, "Ela hakavana shayalo makom lachshot shenistera." He had a suspicion that maybe he was alone with her. Aval lo haitalu yidi'a gemura. He didn't have befirush wisdom. Ikar mechshevet et alamuto me'ashad zu ke'alama. But never the waters work. In any event, the Gemara has one more problem. So you tell me that in cases like this, you have a guy that went to the yeshiva when he was 6 years old. They told him, "Sheretz tameh, you can't go to the Beit HaMikdash." He had that information in his brain. 20 years later, he goes and touches something, he's not thinking about it, he doesn't even realize he's Tameh, maybe, he goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Then, after he realizes, on Wednesday, he says, Yidi'ah, Halama, Yidi'ah. So the Gemara asks a question, Amar Abba Papa Abaye, Ela diktani. En ba yidi'a betchila v'yesh ba yidi'a besof. Mi ika delit li yidi'a bet rabbo. That's a strong question. One of the cases of the Mishnah was where he had no yidi'a in the beginning, and he only had a yidi'a in the end. So the Gemara says, is it possible, the way you're explaining Yedi'ah now, is it possible that the kid didn't have an education? Is there a person in the world that didn't learn in yeshiva when he was young, that a shevet is tamen, you can't go to Beit HaMikdash? Give me a scenario now of Elo Yedi'ah b'tchila. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, in, amale in, you have it. B'tinok sh'nishba'le ben anukhrim. Right, you have a kid that was taken into captivity when he was young, and he was brought up in the Congo. He was brought up by the Goyim. You don't have education. Exactly. In that case over there, you'll have a scenario of Enu Yedi'a Lebesof. He went to public school. He never learned. That would be a case of Enu Yedi'a Lebesof. The Gemara couldn't fathom it. If Yedi'a is what he learned in Yeshiva, so every guy's a Yedi'a. Give me a case of Enu Yedi'a. Give me a case. Guy went to public school. Neshba ben Aguim. He was captive by the Aguim. No, the Pasuk is talking about where he had a Yedi'a. So the Gemara, but the Mishnah gave a case. The Mishnah said, and you have another case, Enu Yedi'ah b'tchila. If Enu Yedi'ah means, if Yedi'ah means we learned in Yeshiva, so how do you have Enu Yedi'ah? Everybody learned it in Yeshiva. Yeah, the Gemara says, except if you didn't go to Yeshiva. If you were Nishbab and Agoyim, if you were taken into captivity when you were young, so that's the case of no Yedi'ah. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Yitziot Shabbat Shtayim Shein Arba. So what do we say in the Mishnah? The carrying on Shabbat is two cases that are four cases. Let's review how we learned our Mishnah. How does two become four? So you have two on going out and two on going in. Let's give the scenario. You have Reshut HaYachid. There is Reshut HaYachid. And you have Reshut HaRabbim. Okay, let's give the two cases on going out. Always under the Rishut Yahid is the rich man, the Balabayit. Always in the Rishut Arabim is the Ani. That's the way we set up the case. The Ani is on the outside and the Balabayit is on the inside. That's what it says in Masechet Shabbat as well. Give me two cases that you'll be Hayav on going out. Very simple. The Balabayit picks up something from the Rishut Yahid and places it in the Rishut Arabim. You have Akira b'Rishut Yahid and Hanaha b'Rishut Arabim. That's an easy case. Or the Baal HaBayit sticks his hand into the Reshut HaRabim, lifts up an item, Akira b'Reshut HaRabim, and he brings it into the Reshut HaRabim, and he puts it down, finished. So that's the case. You have two that's one and one. Right, now we have to give the other cases on the going in. He takes it, we did that one already. Give the two cases on the Yitziah first, so it's much easier to say. Yitziah is either picked it up from the Reshut HaYachid that he was in and he stuck it out, or the Ani, who's standing over here, he stuck his hand in, lifted up the item and brought it out. So those are two cases on going out. Now let's give the two cases in the Hayab going in. Same case, you have the Ani over here, he picked up an item and put it in, or the Baal HaBayit stuck his hand out and brought it in. So two on the out and two on the in. Shtayim Shin Arba. Why is that called Shtayim Shin Arba? Because the Pasuk, when it talks about carrying, is talking about going out. And we learn not only going out is going to be Hayab, but going in is going to be Hayab as well. So all four cases are going to be Hayab a Korban. That's Shtayim Shin Arba. So Kibbutz Gibran says, Tranata. We learned in Masechet Shabbat. Page 2, right? Beginning of Masechet Shabbat. Yitziot Shabbat, Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim, Vishtayim Shehen Arba Bachutz. Oh. Shabbat we learned much different. Shabbat we learned two cases that are four going in and two cases that are four going out. That means instead of learning altogether four cases, we learned eight cases. Four cases going in and four cases going out. Now, how do you have four cases going in and going out? Well, let's discuss the four cases going out. Okay? You have the cases where you're Hayav. Alabai picked it up and put it out. That's Akira Anaha. Or you have the case where the Ani stuck his hand in, lifted it up, and took it out. Those are two cases where you're going to be Hayav. But you have two more cases that you're going to be Patur. What's that case? where let's say you only have an akira or a hanacha. You don't have both. If you don't have both akira and hanacha, you're not going to be hayav. What would be a case where you don't have akira and hanacha? Let's say going out. Let's say the balabayit stuck it out, stuck his hand out, and the ani took it from him. So now the balabayit made the akira, but the ani took it from him and made the hanacha. So that's a case of going out where you're going to be patur. Or the other case, where the ani, let's say, goes in, and he, the balabayit puts it in his hand, sticks his hand in, the balabayit puts it in his hand, so the balabayit is making the akira, and the ani takes it out and puts it in the shuktarim, that is the hanacha. So Masechet Shabbat, it says, shtayim shehen arba. Two cases that are really four on the going out. Two that you're going to be chayav on, and two that you're going to be patur. Similarly, the Mishnah says, shtayim shen arba on the hachnasa, on the going in. Same story. The two cases are going to be chayav, where the ani made the akiran anaha, or the balabai made the akiran anaha, and then where each one made an akira or a hanaha. So the Gemara's question is going to be, why in Masechet Shabbat you elaborated two that's four in each the shoot, and why in Masechet Shavuot you just told me Yitziot Shavuot two that's four in totality, which is an hour Masechet, you only have four cases. In Masechet Shavuot you have eight cases. And why? Gemara says my shena hachad etana shtayim shen arba v'tula, and that's it. ומאי שנה אתם דתני שתיים שן ארבע בפנים ושתיים שן ארבע בחוץ. Exactly. Why are you more elaborate over there in Masechet Shabbat than you are in Masechet Shavuot? Gemara says a simple answer. Hatam de ikar Shabbatu. Over there is Masechet Shabbat. We're discussing Masechet Shabbat. So therefore, tini avot v'toladot. So over there it discussed the avot and the toladot. It discussed the primary sin and its subsidiary, the tolada. The hakha de lav ikar Shabbatu. But everyone only Masechet Shavuot. The item of Shabbat was brought in by the way. So therefore, avotani v'toldot lotani. So our Mishnah only discusses the avot and not the tolado. Now I don't know what avot are and what toladot are, but I'm just reading Gemara now. Gemara tell me, oh, Masechet Shabbat, you get the avot, you get the toladot. Masechet Shavuot, we're only giving you the avot. So Gemara says, avot maininu. Okay, what's the avot? Yitziot. Yitziot is the av. And because Yitziot is the one that's written in the Torah. That's the av. And what's the tolada? Yitziot means going out. That's the av. And going in would be the tolada, because that's not written explicitly. Oh, so now go plug that in. So you tell me, Masechet Shavuot, we're only discussing avot. Can I ask you a question? If you're only discussing avot, how many cases of avot do you have? You only have two cases. Going in, you only have two cases, you're going to be hayav. So Gemara says, yitziot tarti havyan. It's only two. Which is, if you tell me the rule now, oh, my second show, we only discussed the avot. Okay, good. Avot is what? Yitziot. How many cases are you going to be hayav in yitziot? Only two cases. Where the balabai took it out, and with the ani took it out. So how can the Mishnah then say shtayim shehen arba? It's not shtayim shehen arba. You say yitziot Shabbat shtayim. So it's v'chi tema mehen lechayuv u'mehen leftor. Ah, maybe you learn like this. Shtayim shehen arba. There's four cases going out. Two that you'll be chayav on, and two that you'll be patur on. When each one made an akira or a hanacha. So learn the case like this. The Mishnah is only talking about avot. So my yitziah, which is av, beautiful. But Rabbi, there's only two cases. No, there's really four cases. And then like this, shtayim shen arba, shtayim lechiyuv, and the other shtayim leftor. In the case where one made the akira and one made the hanacha. Example, the balabayit picked up the loaf of bread, stuck his hand out. He made the akira, and the ani took it from his hand and put it down. So that'd be a patur case going out. Oh, so why don't you learn the Mishnah like that? So you can't learn the Mishnah like that. You know why? Ve'had dumiyad demarot nega'im ketani. The Mishnah has to follow the example of the other case in the Mishnah, which was marot nega'im, the leprosy. What did it say about leprosy? There's two leprosies that are really four. It says, Ma hatam kudu lihayuba. Just like when it comes to the leprosy, they're all hayav. And if you cut off any of the leprosies, you're going to be hayav. So you're not saying two that you're hayav on and two that you're patur on. By leprosy, all four are hayav. So to in Shabbat and Masechet Shavuot, when learning about Shabbat, all of the cases must be lechayuva. Also, we're back to the question: how did you answer me? You told me on Masechet Shavuot is only talking about the avot. Avot is yitziot, so it's only two. Now you're telling me two that's four, and don't tell me nah, two that's four, but two of them you chayav on, and the other two you patur on, because Amish talks about all cases where you're going to be chayav on. So Yehuda says, you're right. Ela amara papa. Atam the ikar Shabbat. No answer. Over there, that Masechet Shabbat's the main item. Tani chiyube ufture. So it gave you the cases of chayav and patur. Acha chiyube tane ufture lo tane. Good. No answer. In Masechet Shabbat, which is the ikar subject, we discussed the cases that you're going to be chayav on and the cases you're going to be patur on. So two is four on the outside. Two is four on the inside. Two out of the four you'll be chayav on, two out of four you'll be patur on. Similarly on the inside, going in. Two out of four you'll be chayav on, two out of four you'll be patur on. However, in Masechet Shavuot, we only gave you the cases of chayuv. Now wait, the Gemara says, my ninu, yitziot. Okay, where are you going to be chayav on? On the yitziot. You have two on the yitziot. Yitziot tartu davyan. You only have two on the yitziot. Which means you missed your mishta. You said shtaim shen arba. Well, on yitziot you only have two that you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara says shtaim dotza or shtaim dechnasa. No, two on the going out and two on going in. So you have four cases: shtaim shen arba, shtaim on the hotza, and shtaim on the hachnasa. Very easy. Only problem is v'hay yitziot ketan. The Mishnah, if you remember the Mishnah, says Yitziot Shabbat Shtaim Shen Arba. Doesn't make sense the way we're learning it now. Yitziot means going out. And you're learning that two of the cases are coming in. Why would the Mishnah then use the word Yitziot? Yitziot Shabbat is not Shtaim Shen Arba. Yitziot Shabbat is Shtaim. Where'd you get the Arba and Yitziot? Good question. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher, Tana hachnasa name hotza'a karila. Hiddush. Yitziot is a versatile word. The word yitziot could mean going out or coming in. You use that word. I would have known that. Yitziot means going out. They asked me yitziot, yitziah. No, yitziah means this way and that way. It means both ways. Coming and going, exactly. Could you tell me a proof to this? Kabbalah says, Mimai, how do you know this? I'll prove it to you. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Hamotzi mirshut lirshut hayav. This is the Masechet Shabbat. It says in the Mishnah, if a guy transports something mirshut lirshut from one domain to another domain, he's hayav. Milo askinan deka me'ayil iyule dekakari le hotza'a. Aren't we talking about where he's bringing something in? And still it says what? Hamotzi mirshut mirshut. So you see when the Mishnah was talking about bringing in, and it called it Hamotzi. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about what you're bringing out. Who told you that Mishnah when it said Hamotzi mirshut mirshut? Maybe it means you're bringing from mirshut yachid to mirshut rabim. That's why it says Hamotzi. If that's the case, the Mishnah should use the Lashon mirshut yachid to mirshut rabim. My mirshut mirshut. It didn't tell me the domain. It just said from domain to domain. It's mashma either way. Even from Neshut Rabim to Neshut Yachid. And what? And still it's called Hotza'a. So let's get the proof again. The proof of the Gemara is our Mishnah says Yitziot Shabbat. What does Yitziot mean? Yitziot Echnasot. Going in and out. Two is four. Good. Hayav. But Rabbi, it says Yitziot. You want to make Yitziot? Yitziot means going out and coming in. Where do you see that? Masechet Shabbat, you see it. What does it say Masechet Shabbat? Hamotzi mirshut rishut. It doesn't specify rishut, which rishut. It just says from domain to domain. Now, if it would have said Hamotzi Mirshut Yachid, the Shut Rabin, I'm locked. That means it's I can't say anything. But it doesn't say the Shut, it says Hamotzi Mirshut Rishut. The Shut can be either way. It means from the Shut to the Shut, or opposite, the Shut Rabin to the Shut. And still, what does it say? Hamotzi. Ah, so you see from a second Shabbat, Hotza'ah is Hochnasa, and therefore back to Shabbat, Yetziot, the Shabbat means Yetziot, Vachnasot, two is for Lechiyuv. The second Shabbat, page 2, that's the Ikar subject, it gives me the cases of Ptur. It gives me two is four in the Yetzi'ah, and two is four in the Achnasah, meaning two, you have four cases in each one, two Hayav and two Ptur. Over there we elaborate, because that's the Ikar subject. Good? Kadzi Gevaran continues. Gevaran gives another answer. V'ta'ama mai. Now Gevaran has a question here. I accept it. Yitziot means also bringing in. But how is that so? When we were young, we learned the word Yitziah means to go out. So you're talking about Tzachok, Yitziah means coming in. How's that work? V'ta'amamai. So Gemara says, V'ta'amamai, Tana kol akirat hefetz memekomo hotza'a karila. Exactly. The uprooting of an object from its place, so you're removing it, you're taking it out. You can use taking out doesn't mean necessarily taking out, meaning outside, to the shoot of the beam. Taking out, you're removing. You're being motzi the item from where it is. Which means, when I go into the shoot of Yachid, I'm removing the item from the shoot of Yarabim, I'm bringing it inside. Hotza'a means akirat ha-chefetz. I'm taking the item where it was. So lehotzi et ha-chefetz b'makom she'aya, that's called the yitzi'ah. Doesn't matter. You can make a hotza'a from the shoot of Yarabim, you can make a hotza'a from the shoot of Yachid. Hotza'ah is not the destination. Hotza'ah is the removal of the item. Removal of the item can be anywhere. Can remove from there. Can remove from there. It's the action of removal. We learned till now. Yitzia'ah means the destination. The makom. No, yitzia'ah is where it's being uprooted from. Therefore, can be uprooted from either place. That's the way yitzia'ah can mean both. Good. Gemara gives another answer. Gemara says, "Amar Ravina." Matnitin nami daika diktani. This is continuing. Ravina comes along and says, "Our Mishnah, by the way, is meduyeket. Our Mishnah sounds like what you're saying. Whenever it says daika, daika means it's meduyeket. Based on this premise that you just told me, if you look at the language of the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah fits this interpretation. Why? Because it says diktani yitziot Shabbat shtaim shen arba biftim." V'shtayim shen arba b'chutz v'kam mefaresh achnasa shma' mina. Exactly. Masechet Shabbat. What's the lashon of Masechet Shabbat? Yitziot Shabbat. Shtayim shen arba b'fnim v'shtayim shen arba b'chutz. You said the word yitziot and then you want to explain to me b'chutz and b'fnim. So it's clearly mashma that the word yitziot is flexible, that can go either way. Because you tell me what Yitziot the Shabbat, Shtayim Shel Arba Biftim, Shtayim Arba Chutz. You explain to me the Biftim case. Ela Shma Mina, that must be like that. Comes the Gemara and says another answer. Rava Amar Reshuyot Ketani, Reshuyot Shabbat Shtayim. Let's go back. Really, I'll tell you, our Mishnah Masechet Shavuot is talking about only the Hayuv cases. So is it Hayuv cases? Okay, so there's. Going out, there's only two chiyuv cases. Shen arba, that's the going in cases. That's another two. Yeah, but the Mishnah says, yitziyot. Yitziyot's mashma only going out. Answer number one, yitziyot means both ways. Answer number two, yitziyot doesn't mean, it's not an action. Yitziyot is a noun. As if it would say in the Mishnah, motzaot. Which means domains. Yitziot HaShabbat Shtayim. There are two domains on Shabbat. Don't learn it Yitziot, going out, like we learned, the takings out. Yitziot means domains. What are the two domains on Shabbat? Shtayim, there's Hotza'ah, and there's Achnazah. And those hotza'a nechnasa, you'll have arba, you'll have four different hayuvim, two on the inside, two on the outside. Yitziot Shabbat is the noun explaining the domains. Yitziot Shabbat, the domains that are subject to the law of hotza'a on Shabbat are two. So yitziot is a synonym for the word reshuyot. Means, imagine you read the Mishnah like this: Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim. Oh, that's perfect. Do Rishuyot. Now you know inside out. You already told me to Rishuyot. So the word Yitziot is like as if it said Rishuyot. Why don't you say that? Then everything makes sense. Good. So that's the way we understand our the Mishnah. You want to see? Okay, Nashis. I think we're okay in the Nashis. Okay, let's start the new piece now. Okay, now we get to Sara'at. Mar'ot Niga'im Shnaim Shen Arba'a. Now when it came to Niga'im, we said there's two Niga'im that are actually four. Gemara says, Tananatam, we learned the Masechet Niga'im. Mar'ot Niga'im Shnaim Shen Arba'a. Baheret is one of the ones that are written in the Torah. Baheret is a sarat of the Torah. What does Baheret look like? So the Gemara says, Azza kashelig. It's strong, very, very white, like snow. That's what it looks like. So sarat, that's Azza kashelig. This is going to be the most severe of the sarat, meaning the whitest of the sarat. What's the next one? Shiniyala, meaning the tolda of Baheret. The subsidiary of Baheret, Kesid Haichal. It looks like the limestone that they put in the Haichal. It's white. It's like plaster. But it seems it's a special plaster that's wider than the normal plaster. It's less than snow. So yeah, snow is the like the Av, that's the Baheret. And then the subsidiary of that will be white plaster. Okay, continue. Se'et. Now the Torah also mentions another type of sara'at. That's called the se'it. You have baheret and se'it. What color is se'it? Gemara says kitzemer lavan. That's going to be like white wool. And then you have what? Shiniyala, and the subsidiary of se'it is going to be kikrum mitzah. That's going to be like the inner layer of an egg. The film on the inside of the shell of the egg, the way it looks, that kind of whiteness. So you got the four levels. You have the snow, and then you have the subsidiary is the plaster of the echal, and then you have the se'et, which is the wool, and then the subsidiary of that is the inside of the egg. Krum mabitza. Now look at that sheep. Look at that sheep. Start tananatam. Mitchilat masichet negaim. Okay. Shnaim shin arba'a. Now first of all, we have to just point out, we're using over here masculine terminology. Shnayim shen arba'a is masculine. Till now we've always been using shtayim shen arba'a, which is feminine. Why do we turn, when we discuss sara'at, why do we turn back into masculine? So that she says, mar'e lashon zakharu. Because when you're saying there's four mar'ot of sara'at, the word mar'e, there are four appearances, that's a masculine language. So since Mar'e is masculine, we use Shnayim. Easy. Na'achi tanan la lashon zachar. Okay. Shnayim ketuvim. There are two written in the Torah. Se'et u'baheret. Tesapachat eno shem nega. Now, even if you look in the Torah, it says Se'et v'sapachat. The word v'sapachat is not the name of a tzara'at. The word sapachat means and its subsidiaries. But it's not a name of a tzara'at. The two names of Sarat that are written in the Torah are Baheret and Se'et. Okay. Shen Arba'a. Yeshnecha lerabot laim bet toldot mirbuya de sabacha. Good. We're going to add two more toladot. Not only we have the Avot, which is going to be Se'et, Baheret and Se'et, but we have Sapacha teaches me each one has a tolada. Each one has a subsidiary. Good. What are the two subsidiaries? Nashi. Baheret Azza Kashelek. Azza Lebana Biyotir. That's the whitest of them. Shniyala Kesida Echal. And then the secondary is going to be Sida Echal. Now the Afagab de Semer Lavan Azza Labnunito Mesid. Now, even though the sidaycha, even though the white wool is deeper, is wider than the plaster, but the point is, we're going to make the two fathers number one and two in strength. So snow and wool are going to be the widest of the two. Understand? Because that's the one the Torah mentioned. Torah mentioned Baheret and Se'et. So Baheret is going to be number one in strength. That's going to be the snow white. And then you have the Se'et, which is going to be the second in strength, is going to be the wool, right? The whiteness of the wool. Now, when it comes to the secondaries, I'm going to put the stronger secondary to the Baheret and the lighter secondary to the Se'et. So the stronger secondary is going to be the limestone, the seed that goes to Baheret. Mm-hmm. So that would be number three in strength. Mm-hmm. And then I would put the Krumbetza to the subsidiary of Se'et, which be number four. So in order of strength, it's number one, Sheleg, number two, Semer, number three, Seed, number four, Krum Betza. The top two being the Avot, the second two being the Toladot. And that's what she's going to speak out to you over here, so you can read that in Ashi now. Shiniyala Kesida Kabda, Fagav the Semer, Lavam. Azal lebnunito mesid, even though the tzemet is stronger than the seed, akorhak se'et shu'av, se'et which is an av, karov el lebnunito shel baheret, it has to be closer to the baheret. Who ela shegavoa mimenu me'at mitok she'eno lavan kamohu. I'm going to give you a rule now. The wider an item is, so the closer it looks to the person. The darker it is, so then the further it looks. This is like an optical situation over here. So therefore, they call the second sara'at, they call it se'et. Se'et is, it's literally elevated. What does elevated mean? So look at Rashi. V'chol davar shahor. Forgive me. Let's read the way that she says it, please. V'chol davar shachor, anything that's black, nir'e gavoa min alavan, looks higher than white. Which means when you put a dark item and a white item next to each other, the dark item looks higher. Kach Rashi omer. Ulfichach nikras se'et. That's why, compared to Baheret, se'et is darker than Baheret. It's not as light. And therefore it's called Se'et, meaning it's higher. That's why it's called Se'et, understand? Which means snow to wool, the snow is lighter and the wool is a little darker. That's why it's called Se'et. As if it's high. If you put the two together, the Se'et will look like it's higher. Okay? That's the language there. And the two subsidiaries is the limestone and the krum betzah. Okay, anything less than krum is not a tzara'at anymore. It's called bohak. Bohak is like freckles. It's just a dat v'tahoru. So that's the key. Now this is the key. This is what I just read in the last line of this, is very key. What do I have to know the Avot and the Toladot? What do I care? All four Asud anyway. So you know, this is an Av, this is a Toladah. What's the difference? Just the Toladah, right, all four. Because the Shi'ud of a Tzara'at is the size of a Gris. Gris is like a bean. Just like we know the Nida for the blood. It has to be the size of a Gris to be Tamei'ah. So the size of Tzara'at is a Gris. Now let's say I have a few types of tzara'at. Can you mitzaref different strands of tzara'at to get the shiur of a gris? Or does it have to be the same item? So the shi says a chintush. You can mitzaref, but only av and tolda. Means, if I have the snow white tzara'at, that's the baheret, with the plaster sara'at. That's an av and it's tolda. And together, I got a half a grease of this and half a grease of that. Yeah, you have a grease. Similarly, I can mistaref the white wool sara'at, which is called se'et, with the krum betza, with the egg white, and that's also going to be there. But I can't mitzaref the snow white with the egg. Nor can I mitzaref the wool with the plaster. Because those are different avot and different tones. So I need to know what avot and tona do. It's very significant. I want you to read that in the Rashi. That's a very, very key. Look at the end of that big Rashi we just read. Viriba. Right before they get wide. Viriba katu v'tatonadot. Lehitztaref im avotehem lechegris shushi'ur nega. That's why you need to know the avot toladot. For the tziruf situation over here. Is that good?
Okay. It's one chunk of two different colors?
Yeah, exactly. You have a spot over here, two different colors. You go to the quiz, oh, that's a snow white item and that is a plaster. Oh, yeah, mistaref. I haven't told that. Good? Now the Gemara is going to come along and say, everything's fine. But one thing is for sure. One thing is for sure. The Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Why can't the Mishnah be going like Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Amar of Hanina, Man Tana Marot Nigaim. Who's the author of this Mishnah that talks about Marot Nigaim? What's for certain? Delo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva come along and say? Says the E Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, Kevan de Amar, Zu le ma'la mizu, vezu le ma'la mizu. According to Rabbi Akiva, he has a shita. Zu le ma'la mizu, zu le ma'la mizu. This is above this one, and this is above this one. Which means he learns, like we said, put them in a row. The widest one is Beheret, which is snow. And then the second one is Se'et, that's the wool. And the third one is the plaster. And the fourth one is the egg. Zu lemala mizu, zu lemala mizu. Meaning, I think even the article gives you a color chart over there that you see, very white, and it gets a little darker, and a darker, and the darkest. Okay, fine. So what does that mean? The other rabbi agrees that also. Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't call avot and toladot. We call that av and toldah. He calls it, it's one on top of the other. It's not avot, it's not toladot, and the rule's going to be, you could mitzaref as long as you're one away from each other, you can mitzaref. Meaning, as long as you're adjacent to the one next to it, they can be mitzaref. You don't need avot and toladot. There's tremendous difference. You can mitzaref as long as you're one notch away from the other sara'at, they mitzaref. Now, that cannot be the shita that we just said. Why? Continue the Gemara. Let's read, by the way, Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi. Man tana marot nigaim. Gasi vok rasi nishnaim shenam vakit. Gula ama aki itlu. El aki kamar. Mi shana mishna zu bilshon avot v'toladot. Who is the opinion that learned that it's avot and toladot? Like we just, the original way we learned. Delo k'rabi akiva. K'rabi rabi akiva. Di I k'rabi akiva. Kevan dama marot nigaim zu lemala mizu. Nishnu kesed ma'alatan. Which means they were set in order of their shades. Hashelig v'asemer, hasid v'akrum v'amin l'kaman. Shekesed mishnatan hen mitzdarfim ze lazeh. In the order that they were stated, that's the way they can be mitzdarif. Ve'en echad mitzdarif legavoa emenu shte ma'alot. You can't mitzdarif an item that's two steps away. Ela ma'ala achat. Very good. Back to the Gemara. Im ken tihar tasid echal mitzdarif ba'ade or mitzdarif. Period. Because according to the way you are learning, not Rabbi Akiva, according to the way we're learning, seed is not going to be able to be mitzaref with anything. Look at your chart now. Let's take seed. What are you going to be mitzaref seed with?
Sure.
Can seed go with se'et? No, he cannot go with se'et because se'et is not the father of seed. So it cannot be going with that. Could it be going with beheret? According to Rabbi Akiva, it cannot go with beheret either because it's two away from each other. And therefore, you can't tell me that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, his rule would be seed can be mistaref with se'et. Because we don't go with avot the Torah according to Rabbi Akiva. You just go with the one above it. But according, if you're going to learn the Mishnah like make it Rabbi Akiva, then already seed has no partner. Seed is not going to go with se'et because it's not its father, and seed can't go with beheret because it's two away. So therefore, you're stuck. And seed can't go down with kroom because those are two todot. Those are two different todot. So therefore, again, if you're going to plug in, say good. If you're going to plug in the logic of Rabbi Akiva into our Mishnah that says things that are one away are mistaref, that's not go, and the two away are not, he can't be the author of the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah worked it in Toladot and Avot. If you want to combine Toladot and Avot with Rabbi Akiva's system, then seed is the man out. Seed has no partner. Wait, let's go to the next question. Seed has no partner that way. Look at Rashi now. Very good question. Imken, look at Rashi, Imken. If you're going to say that Bi Akiva is working with Avot and Toldot, like you want to say, Tiharta Mar'eh Seed Mistaref. Seed cannot be Mistaref or anything. The seed, you told me that what? Seed is the secondary of Baheret. It's only a Toda of Baheret. But Af Mis'eti Pehuta. Shma Mina Sfira Le Letana De La Bat Mina Dis'eti. And the fact that you told me that the seed is a subsidiary of Baheret, it's only Mistaref with Baheret, and it's not Mistaref with Se'et, because that's what we told you that Avot and Toladot are going to work with. Who you want to join with? It's two steps up. You have Se'et that's in between. Okay, so put it one step up. Put the se'et. It's not his toda. Because it's really part of the baheret. Baheret azak kasheleg us'et kasemer lavan v'shniya lasid ha'echal v'krum betzad v'nemsimar kulehu minay da'adadi ninu. Which means, the way Rabbi Akiva's mashma, the four okli mitzaref next to each other. But the way you're learning the Mishnah, you told me no. You put Avot with its Todah. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't got to tell me Avot Todot. Just tell me full and straight. Tell me. Sheleg, Tzemer, Seed, Krum. But you didn't say it like that. The way the Mishnah said it was Sheleg, and then it's Todah, Seed. And then you told me Se'et, and then it's Todah, Krum. The fact you see, the way the Mishnah wrote it is an Avot Todah setup. That's mashma, that's going to avot todot go with each other. According to Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't have written it that way. He just would have written it in order. One, two, three, four, whatever's next to each other, matches with each other. Oh, so Yehuda says, thank you very much. Our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva from the proof of seed. So Yehuda asks, wait. Yache. Krum betza name Bahademan Litzarfe. The same question you asked by seed to knock out that the Mishnah can be Rabbi Akiva, you could have asked the same question by Krum betza. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to make him the author of the Mishnah, who could Krum join with? Okay, let's see. How about seed, which is right on top of it? No, it cannot join with seed because it's not related to seed. This is the Todah of one item, and this is the Todah of another item. Okay, let Krum join with its father. No, it can't join with its father. Se'et, because it's two spots away. So the same question that you asked on Rabbi Akiva, or to prove that it can't be the Rabbi from seed, you could have said, and by the way, I'll give you another proof that it can't be the Rabbi Akiva. Because who is Krum Betzah going to join with? Understand the same question. You know what I said? Let's read it inside. Join it with its father. Can't. You have seed in between. So it's two steps away. Let's have it by the seed. Okay, so put it with the guy that's one step away, the seed. You can't. It's not its species. This is one tolda, and this is another tolda. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is clear on one thing. The Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is just saying, why did you Dafka prove it from the case of the seed? You could have proved it from the also the Krum case. Yeah? So Gemara says, Hi Mai! What are you asking? You're comparing? What are you comparing? That's not a question. No, no, it's the Krum case. Pishlama belo seed echal krum betza lokasha. If that was your only question from the betza case, I could answer that question. Which means you have no proof that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva from the Krum case. I could work out Rabbi Akiva with the Krum case. Why? The afagav the Krum betza metataedis et. Even though Krum Betzah is the lightest out of all of them, or the darkest, I should say, it's the fourth one on the list. This it, and it's lower than Se'et, which means the Krum is how many spots away from Se'et, its father? Two spots away. Rahamana Amar Velas'et Velasapachat. Sapachat Tefela Les'et. Afalgav de Manachta Mine Tuba. Hadush. Listen to this here. Rabbi Akiva, you got to read the Pesukim. What is the Pesuk in the Torah? Velas'et velasapachat. Velas'et is the main item. That's the wool. White wool. Velas'et velasapachat. Sapachat is its secondary. The word sapachat is written by the Av. I'm sorry, I don't say Av. By the Tzara'at of Se'et. It's not written by the Tzara'at of Baheret. So Rabbi Akiva could say that Se'et and its Sapachat, what is its Sapachat? What is its secondary? The egg. Since the Torah puts them together, Se'et Sapachat, I can make an exception and say that the egg can jump two steps up to its father. Because the Torah puts them together. La Se'et vela Sapachat. So from the egg case, I can tell you that's an exception. But all the other cases have to fit going up. Which means, when you come to seed which is the white, the wool, seed is wool, right? Seed is wool. When you talk about se'et is what? Se'et is the wool. It cannot be mitzaref according to the Av and Tolda situation of plaster. Because plaster is the Tolda of Baheret. Which means, I can answer your egg problem. How can I say? Go to your chart. Krum Betzah. You see Krum Betzah is the fourth on the list. I say Rabbi Akiva has no problem with Krum Betzah. You could jump up to Se'et. It has a partner. Right. You just told me you can't go two up. You're right. You can't go two up by seed, but you can go two up by Krum Betzah. How could you go up two up by Krum Betzah? Because the pasuk says la se'et ve la sapachat. The Torah puts se'et with sapachat together.
The next word is
no. But it doesn't put the word sapachat. No, it doesn't look like that. Ve la se'et ve la sapachat. It put the word sapachat next to se'et. And therefore, if you're going to ask me, give me this question like this. You wanted to tell me what? Ask the same question from Krum. Let's go originally. Krum has no partner. You can't partner with the one next to it because it's not related to it. Seed is not a Torah of itself. And you can't go two up. Screw it. No, I think Krum does have a partner. Krum can join with its father. So you can't go two up. Krum is the exception. Why? Because it says, Vela Sa'et, Vela Sapa. But seed you're going to be stuck with. Because seed can't go with Se'et. because that's not its father, and its father is two away, and it doesn't say v'la beharet v'la sapahat. So therefore, the only question is going to be from seed, and that's what Gemara speaks out. Ela seed echal kasha, but seed echal is going to be a question. And the mahavarta matnitim, they look at Rabbi Akiva. Then we have to go back and say the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. Look at the Rashi for a second. Look at the Rashi Kasha. Heach yitzaref baheret lesid. Exactly. Seed cannot go jump to baheret because baheret is two steps up. V'toldato the Rabbi Akiva diit lezu lemale mezu. Very good. Now, maybe you'll tell me like this. This is your question, Sal. Just like you told me that the toldah of the egg can jump up two steps, maybe I'll tell you it also can jump up two steps to its father, which means just the seed, exactly. Just like the egg jumped up two steps to say it, I'll tell you seed jumps up two steps to bear it. ולכה לממד רבי עקיבא דחייה דתרבה תפילה לשאת משמעות תרבה תפילה נמי לבהרת מדרשה הקדמה לכמן רבנן אם כן זו למעלה מזוד רבי עקיבא היכה איתה. So give me the case where you have one going next to each other, which is you always have one going to up. Avot ותולדותו. Again, you're going back to the rule of avot and toladot. The ika ve'em bem siruf ela legavoa menu shtei ma'alot, which means you end up having always going. The hadush of Rabbi Akiva is that you gotta have them next to each other, that not got next to each other. But if you're gonna tell me, well, we have exceptions. What's the exceptions? Number four can jump to number two, and number three can jump to number one. So there goes your whole rule. Mm-hmm. Your whole rule was what? Only the ones that are next to each other can be studied. The way we're learning now, three out of the four follow that rule, which means the only one that doesn't follow the rule is number four. When these four can jump to number two, that's because you have the special rule of se'et and sapahat. But three can only go to number two. But four can go to three, by the way. Four can go to three, three go to two, and two can go to one. But the hadush is you have an exception that four can even jump to two, but that's against the ketuv. But besides that, everything else can only follow in its order. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. But if you're going to tell me, well, four can go to two and three can go to one, so what were you saying? Yeah. I thought you had a rule that says everything got to be next to each other. Ela pshat is no, really everything can only be mistarif with its neighbor. That means krum betza. Will be able to mistarif with seed. Seed will be able to mistarif with se'et, and se'et will be able to mistarif with baheret. Mm-hmm. Oh, only exception would be that krum can be mistarif with se'et, but that's because of special gezratu. That's why you couldn't ask me from krum. You only were able to ask me if you're going to learn the Bi Akiva. Right. Say good, last point. The Bi Akiva doesn't hold the avot and toladot. That's very important to remember. He just holds these four items in a row. Four list. Don't get him involved in avot and toladot, because once you get him involved in avot and toladot, then the seed, you're stuck. It has no partner. Seed would not be able to join se'et, even though it's right next to it, because it's not its father, and certainly it cannot go to its father because it's two steps away. Ela must be Rabbi Akiva doesn't go with fathers, and so he just goes with there's four on the list. And just follow the order that I gave you them in. That's why I gave you an order. Zu lemal lemezu. He didn't say zu toda dezu vezu toda zu lemal lemezu vezu lemal lemezu. Here's the list. I just backed up. We have an exception by that. That's because the gezeret kuduv of se'et and sapahat. Se'et and Torah says it's connected to its sapahat. But everything else, no. That's why the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva.